I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Frontline updates from Iraq in a moment. Learn what the protests mean for the body of Christ. And then later, we all know Giving Tuesday is a pretty big deal. Stick around to learn how your gift could end up saving a missionary's life. But first, Iraq's security forces are struggling to contain the largest uprising since Saddam Hussein's fall in 2003. The unrest prevented U.S. Vice President Mike Pence from meeting with Iraq's prime minister in Baghdad over the weekend. Failing infrastructure and government corruption sparked protests in early October. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says protesters remain in the streets, due at least in part to uprisings elsewhere in the region.
These demonstrators, whether it's in Sudan and Algeria and Lebanon and Iraq, are encouraging each other and are encouraged if they see that in one country significant changes happen in response to demonstration.
Iraqi believers support the movement too.
There is a lot of support among Christians for the demonstrators, and one of the reasons is, of course, that Christians suffer just as much from these issues, the mismanagement of the government, high unemployment, etc. An additional reason is that the weak government leads to a power vacuum that is filled by other groups, mainly armed groups, who use their power and their influence to push for their own benefits and their own aims.
Pray that believers will look to the Lord as their provider and protector. Next, did you know that E3 Partners connects with churches from both the United States and abroad to help further the Great Commission? Jeff Johnson with E3 says church partnerships are an opportunity for the ministry to serve and equip churches. Here's what it looks like.
A partnership could be as simple as we help your church take mission trips to a particular part of the world that you have a passion or a heart for. Or it could be we train your congregation on how to share the gospel effectively and confidently and how to make disciples. Or it could be a combination of those things. Or it could be we help your church with local evangelism.
Johnston says E3's training is universal. It's all biblically based and follows the patterns that Jesus laid out for his disciples. To have E3 visit your church for training,
you can just go to e3partners.org/church-partnerships. And it'll give you a little bit more detail about what church partnerships look like. There's a form on that page that you can fill out, and that form goes directly to our team that will then reach out to you and figure out the best way that we can come alongside you or your church and just help you accomplish your mission, your goals, your vision.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is a name you've heard from us before. MAF partners with ministries to fly into isolated parts of the world with aid and the gospel. What you may not know is how dangerous the work can be.
Flying airplanes into short, slippery airstrips where there's rebel activity or there's something like the Ebola sickness that is present in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, it exposes them to a certain level of risk that is very real. And part of the reason that we are willing to do that is we believe that's what God has called us to do.
That's MAF's president, David Holston. He says support from the body of Christ is critical.
The sort of ministry that we're involved in, it's resource hungry, we would say. It's not a cheap thing to fly aircraft into the places that we operate, but in many places, it's the only option that exists.
Giving Tuesday is next week on December 3rd, and it's a great time for you to get involved. Get connected at missionnews.org.
When a person is giving to MAF, they are literally helping to fuel up our aircraft. They're helping to pay the many faithful national staff that help us to accomplish our mission.
And ask God to bless and protect MAF staff.
There is no doubt that our ministry is literally held up by the prayers of others.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.